A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on the National Theatre's London Tide, which is on at the Littleton venue on the ground floor until the 22nd of June 2024, with audio-described performances and touch tours on Saturday the 18th of May at 1pm and Thursday the 20th of June at 7pm, and last for 3 hours and 10 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. London Tide is a fresh new period piece based on Charles Dickens' Our Mutual Friend that integrates original songs by PJ Harvey and Ben Power into the mix that often has you asking, is this a play or a musical? But quite often lifts the story to another level, making you feel that it would be less enjoyable without the musicality. A storm rages, and in the darkest part of the night, a body is pulled from the swirling Thames. Across the city, two young women confront an uncertain future. In Limehouse, Lizzie Hexham struggles to break free of the river and its dark secrets. On the other side of town, Bala Wilfer mourns a lost marriage. The appearance of the mysterious John Rokesmith has the potential to change their lives forever. Will they sink or swim? As you take your seat, the stage is open to you, bathed in black with a shiny floor and vast open space, with little set apart from a table and chairs, a few wooden boxes and cube-like wooden logs at the side of the stage that are often used to create different locations and settings throughout. The band is on the far right of the stage with a drape-like curtain covering the back that alternates between white and black. Before the show begins, a lighting rig of spotlights is lowered on the stage floor at the front as the music plays. This rises and all the ensemble jump out of a pit in front of the stage that represents the river and form a single file, delivering the first catchy number. London Tide utilizes a judicious use of dark light and shadow and a series of lighting rigs beaming bright white lights that move and rotate to the songs and music, creating tension. The opening number is the catchiest and most memorable and pulls you into the narrative, setting the stage for what's to come. Come the second half, the novelty wears off a little and the song's not quite as effective, but I certainly do feel I enjoyed the show more because of the inclusion of the music and songs, as I feel that they help to create more of an emotional connection to the characters. As London Tide features a large ensemble cast and lots of small groupings of characters, with lots of scenes with different settings and locations, an audio-described performance is imperative to aid in the enjoyment and understanding. A touch tour will allow the opportunity to explore the sets, props and costumes and hear from the cast, who describe their characters and visual aspects, and the audio description through the Williams Sound headset provided illustrates all the drama unfolding on stage, indicating who is on stage at any given time and the setting and location that they're in. The audio-described performances will be on Saturday the 18th of May at 1pm and Thursday the 20th of June at 7pm, with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. The National Theatre really do care about access and have raised the bar when it comes to service provision for those blind and visually impaired, offering a one-on-one buddy scheme where you are assigned a member of staff to provide whatever assistance you need for the touch tour, before the show, during the interval and after the performance. The National Theatre is around a 15-minute walk from Blackfriars and a 10-minute walk from Waterloo. It offers the very best in theatre across three venues, the Olivier, Littleton and the Dorfman. The audio description, along with the Access Host package, really does highlight how effective the Access offer for those visually impaired at the three National Theatre venues is, and there is a wide range of fantastic audio described performances and touch tours coming up. Boys from the Black Stuff is audio described on Saturday the 8th of June at 2:15pm, with a touch tour at 12:45pm. James Graham, who did Dear England's powerful new adaptation, comes to the South Bank 40 years after Alan Bleasdale's groundbreaking television series. Mnemonic is audio described on Saturday the 27th of July at 2:30pm, with a touch tour at 1pm. 25 years after its first staging, Complicit bring their astonishing, transfixing, transcendent production, says the New York Times, back to the National Theatre. The Hot Wing King, as audio described, on Saturday the 3rd of August at 2:15 p.m. and Friday the 23rd of August at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. At Katori Hall's Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy makes its London debut in a fiery new production directed by Roy Alexander Weiss. And finally for now, the highly anticipated The Grapes of Wrath, as audio described on Thursday the 15th of August at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 7th of September at 1 p.m. with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. Carrie Cracknell, Julie the Deep Sea, directs Frank Gulati's Tony Award-winning adaptation of John Steinbeck's masterpiece. You must admit, there's lots of unmissable entertainment coming up to suit all tastes. What's wonderful about the National Theatre is the quality and consistency, as they always follow a certain standard, and you rely on it all being good as well, as every play that comes next always has a different feel and energy, so nothing ever feels samey. To book tickets or for assistance, you can call the box office on 0207 4523 961, or you can email boxoffice@nationaltheatre.org.uk. For further information or to join the Access scheme, visit nationaltheatre.org.uk and search for Access. The National Theatre also has a fabulous streaming service called NT at Home. This is £9.99 a month or £99 for a year subscription. This can be found by visiting www.ntathome.com. They have a wide range of plays and productions available with audio description and introductory notes that are easy to access and navigate your way around. Some of the wonderful productions on offer include Faith, Hope and Charity, East is East, Under Milk Wood, Rockets and Blue Lights, Angels in America, Julie, and recently added The House of Bernarda Alba, The Father and the Assassin, and The Effect, all from the National Theatre, and from their partner theatres All About Eve from Sonia Friedman, All My Sons from the Old Vic, and A Midsummer Night's Dream from The Bridge. This is a wonderful way to engage with those productions at home that you may never get to experience live or to relive it all over again. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK with audio description, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.